Welcome to an enlightening podcast from IslamPodcasts.com. We encourage our listeners to please comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please remind your family and friends to also visit IslamPodcasts.com for engaging discussions on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran, tafsir, seerah, and much more. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com as well as rate, review of iTunes.
من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my brothers and sisters الحمد لله you're tuned into another آية حلقة production. Now today's آية حلقة will be on the mentality you should have when entering into college. Now Ramadan has ended. What does this mean, my brothers and sisters? Ramadan has ended, that means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has released shaitan. Shaitan is free. He's free to do what? He's free to do his waswasa on you. And now you're going into college. So what will shaitan do? He will follow you. And he will do his waswasa when you go into college. Now, when you're going into college, what's the first question you ask yourself? What mark do you want to put on the people in college? Now, my personal experience, I've known brothers for 4 or 5 years. Yeah, they grew up with me in secondary school. Now they're going into the same college as me. And these guys, they're really down-to-earth guys, humble guys. They buy their stuff from Primark, Sports Direct, you know, they buy their crepes from there. They're all the nice guys. Now, when induction day happens in college, 2 days before that, they go to their parents and they ask them for money. They go to Westfield and they go to the Gucci shop straight away. They buy their crepes, their gloves, their hats, their belts. Why? Because they want to impress girls. They want to impress the people in college. Because society tells them to impress man. Now, when this guy comes in, because this is new, this is his new characteristics, this is new character. So he comes in, and you're thinking, hey, who's this? Who's wearing Gucci shades? And you're thinking, oh no, it's your boy that you've known for 4 or 5 years. And you know that that's not him. You know that's fake. Yeah? It's like he's doing a catwalk now in college. He's going through college, you know, he's got his little bop. Yeah? It's like he's scratching his nose, picking up something from the floor. His pants are on the floor as well. Like, it's crazy. It's a new him. You don't even think it's that your boy that you know for 4 or 5 years. So he's doing this catwalk. And if he could speak, he was too cool to speak, yeah? But if he could speak, he would say, please like me. Please like me, everyone. Please. Yeah, because he's trying to impress people. Rather, before, when he was with me and with my boys, he was trying to impress Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But now induction day happens, he thinks it's a new life. And he thinks he can impress man. Because society is telling him to impress man. Now, this is the mentality a Muslim has when shaitan does his waswasa. Now, what's the mentality a Muslim should have when shaitan doesn't do his waswasa? When the Muslim ignores the waswasa of shaitan? See, a Muslim, he will go into college. And he would look for Muslims. He would look for Muslims to jam with. Why? Because Rasulullah ﷺ tells us that there's two types of people. There's the blacksmith and there's the perfume shop. Now, when you go into the blacksmith, you will always leave with something. You will always leave with black on your shirt. Soot. Smoke. Whereas the perfume shop, you will leave with nice fragrance. And now what this smog represents is bad characteristics, bad character. Yeah? From kuffar. Now the perfume shop, the fragrance represents iman. Yeah? You're building nafsiya. Yeah? This is what you get from the perfume shop. And this is what a Muslim should do. He should go into the perfume shop. He should get the nice fragrance. So he should go into college and find the Muslims who are practicing. The good Muslims. Who are on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen. Now, once he does this, he will get the respect from everyone in college that he is a practicing Muslim. And he can go to the prayer room. Now when he goes into the prayer room, he will pray his salah and then he will get his respect even higher from the Muslims. But in the prayer room, he can do two things. He can have a conversation about two things. He can have a conversation about the current reality of this ummah or the current reality of the celebrities. Now what will happen if you talk about the current reality of the celebrities? You talk about Drake, Lil Wayne, Rick Ross, Kim Kardashian. Then the Muslims in the prayer room, they will be thinking, this guy is a joke. This guy, he just prays. This guy, he's just a Muslim by name. As we call it in the society, secularism. He separates his religion from life. So he only prays in seclusion. But when it comes to life, he's like a jahil Muslim, a kuffar. He acts like a kuffar. Now, if you talk about the reality of this ummah, the things that are happening in Syria, in Palestine, in Pakistan and Afghanistan, then the Muslims will respect you and think, yeah, this guy is real. This guy doesn't mess about. He knows what's happening in his ummah. He cares for this ummah. Like Rasulullah says, this ummah is like one body. That the Muslims will know that this man is part of the body. He actually feels for this ummah. And that's one suggestion. Another suggestion is that you might wear a topi. Yeah? Aha. Now, this is not to show off. Yeah? It's not to brag about your iman. This is to help you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what I mean by this is, say for example, from my personal experience, I did this, yeah? I wore a topi on my first day of college. And when I did this, no girl came up and talked to me. Why? It's because, wallahi, the thing that repels the girl is the topi. She sees a practicing mu'min. She sees a practicing Muslim and is like, Allah, he's not going to go out with me. He's not even going to talk to me. He's going to palm me off. The girl doesn't even approach you. So this destroys the fitna of the opposite sex straight away. And vice versa with the sister. If she wears hijab, the mu'min, the Muslim, he won't even come up to the sister. Because she's wearing hijab and he thinks she's practicing. And this is what happens when you act upon Islam and you show your Islam. You should have the mentality that you are Muslim. You should have the identity that you are Muslim. Now what this society does is they push a different identity. They push the identity that you should please man. And that everything you do will be to please man. So your phone will be to please man, to show off. Your gums, your car, everything, your girl even. They take pictures of their girls and they put it on Facebook to impress men. That's what Amir Khan said. He said that, oh, I like when people see my wife. That's how I know that she's paying. Because they're getting jealous. This is what society tells us. Society tells us to please man. But in Islam we know that we need to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the real mu'min. And the induction to success is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the induction to the akhirah, yeah? The first step is the grave. What is the three questions that the two angels will ask? Who is your Lord? Who is your messenger? And what have you been acting upon? And this is when the real you will come out. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything about you. You cannot lie in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you lie in your grave, if you say that Allah was your Lord, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam was your messenger, and you acted upon Islam and you didn't, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say from the heavens, Kadhab, liar, he is a liar. Throw him into the hellfire. This is what will happen when you don't act upon Islam. When you call yourself a Muslim just by name. Rather, we need to act upon Quran and Sunnah. Where we look to the perfume shop. Where we jam with good Muslims. Where we go to the prayer room and have a nice relationship with the brothers and have nice discussions. This is what we should do. The pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is my message, inshaAllah.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment, and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about IslamPodcast.com.